This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Yesterday we were out in Alexandria, Minnesota doing an event at the Tea Party locally out there, and I'm glad they're there, by the way. But with that said, it was interesting that when I do a message, I talk about the price paid everywhere I go, because that's Christ crucified to the church is the pearl inside of the church. In the natural, the price paid, pointing my finger at those that sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms that we have today, is your pearl. And out of gratitude, if we're thankful for the sacrifice, we're going to stand up and live for what they fought, bled, and died for. And what is it that they fought, bled, and died for? Well, the same thing with Jesus Christ, right? He magnified the law. He established righteousness. Read Romans 3:31. Read Hebrews 8:10. Read Psalm 40, verse 8. Isaiah 42:21. It's all there, friends. Going from the New Testament back to the Old Testament. And in the natural, what we see is we see those that serve our country, what do they do before they serve our country? Well, they swear to God and man that they will uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That's the heart of our message, America. Without that, you have nothing. And one thing we don't do is when we go into these settings is we don't beat people over the top of the head to live for what they died for. Once you show them the price paid in the spiritual, friends, Jesus Christ dying for the sins of mankind on Calvary, John 3:16, the Holy Ghost hovers over that. And he uses that to convict men of sin. In John 16, verse 8, starting there. But I noticed that when I went there, the Lord wanted me to share something different. And I thought, well, this is kind of strange because I've never had to do this before. It's always this general message that I give because I know it so well that I can just shoot down whatever branch the Lord wants me to go down. Namely, the Holy Ghost bunny trails, we call them here, because people need to be personally spoke to by the Lord, by the Holy Ghost, who's alive forevermore. He has not changed, Hebrews 13:8. But before I got there, friends, for 2 days, I was pressed in spirit. We're not going to be doing that message. This is what I want you to show them. Alexandria, Minnesota is Trump country, man. I mean, there's no denying the support that this man has from his idolaters, his worshipers, and his followers. There's no question about it. So I put this message together all morning yesterday, all afternoon, and then we drove for 3 hours round trip to get there. And I delivered a message showing how these people have been lied to. I started with Barack Hussein Obama. I showed him the false support, how the media lies, and how everything they do is predicated upon a lie. And then I took it to Hillary Clinton, showing that she literally has no support outside of a handful of people. If I go over to her presidential candidacy and her kickoff in Iowa, there was 22 people that showed up. 15 of the 22, friends, were that of the media. the useful idiots to continuously play to the stooges and the clowns that are in the circus of politics. You know them as the actors, politicians. That's how you know who they are. So I showed him that. And then I led up to Donald Trump. I said, how is she a legitimate candidate when she has no support? Why did they put her up against none other than Donald Trump, who's been groomed for decades in a favorable light? And then they give him his own show called The Apprentice, you know, the new version of The Buck Stops Here, like that of Harry Truman, right? Modern version. You're fired. I'm putting that in parallel. And then I began to show them what the media is saying and what Donald Trump is doing. And then I began to ask these Trumpites, folks, this was like, you need to understand the setting. I knew that if I went in there and I gave them this message, it was going to be like me picking a fight. But I obeyed the Lord. And in the process, before I left, I asked people the question, so what is it that you feel about what I just shared with you? People were coming back. I don't disagree with one thing that you said. Because what I did is I didn't go in there as a spectator. I gave them the fruit that's hanging on the branch of this current administration. And I said, do you understand how you're being played now? What he says and what he does are two different stories. Do you see this now? And they all, not a one of them could deny it. See, if we're true to God and we're true to man, and we live for those that died on our behalf, giving us the freedoms that we have, we're going to stick to principle. We're not going to stick to our favorite parties. So what I did is I started to go through all the fruits of Donald Trump and his global initiative and his global agenda. And I said, isn't it interesting how the media puts him up as to be an anti-globalist? But I said, have you been paying attention to the fact that what he is doing is on the behalf of the global agenda? Everywhere from the UN agenda concerning our kids under Betsy DeVos, handing over America's students over to the UN agenda in their indoctrination scheme, which is completely, folks, it's treason. Article 3, Section 3. To that of how he's the pro-lifer, yet he funds Planned Parenthood on two different occasions. I said, and now he's Mr., you know, pro-Second Amendment, and now who's attacked your gun rights more than him? Nobody? That's a UN agenda, right? And then I talked about the health care. I said how it went from Romney Care to Affordable Care Act to Obamacare. Now it's American Health Care Act. And then I began to give quotes from Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Romney Care, and how they are mocking the American people for accepting it. But who's selling it? Well, Donald Trump is. Barack Hussein Obama is. George Bush is. Bill Clinton is. And their said representatives. And I said, I want to let you know, just like I'm sharing with you right now, I am here as a fruit inspector, because if we stick to what Jesus said, we're going to be okay. And we're to judge him by his fruit. Now, from illegal immigration to being told that we're going to build a wall, to Donald Trump on June 12th, a couple days prior to June 12th, the week of, he released 196,000 illegal immigrants back into the United States of America. I said, does that sound like what you're being told by Donald Trump? Because that's what Donald Trump is doing. No, he's in on the kill, friends, concerning the American way. Let me tell you, it's not about making America great again. It's about making the UN Global Initiative great again. And the only way that they can do this and push the envelope on the people is to deceive the people. America, are you awake? That was my day yesterday. So what we're going to get over to today, friends, is talking about justifying the deeds of the damned. I think you'll enjoy it.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that." When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. Check it out, friends. I'll get some more information coming out from James O'Keefe on Veritas Project, with people coming forward from Google and Facebook and Twitter telling the American people what they are doing on a global scale, friends. And I want to tell you something from A to Z. It is criminal. Like George Washington said, if they can take away the freedom of speech, friends, you are going to be led like the sheep to the slaughter. And you better know that's what's behind all of this, friends. They want to set the narrative on every given narrative, friends. You need to understand that. This is dangerous, and it needs to be stopped. It is illegal, it is criminal, and each and every one of them need to be lawfully dealt with. I'm trying to figure out, where are all the attorneys at, man? Where's the brave men that are needed in this time especially? Constitutional attorneys that are not asking for a dime from the American people, that actually go in and do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. Not for gain, not for filthy lucre. My goodness, friends, we are in it today, let me tell you. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, double E. Check it out. Got brand new videos going up every week and a half about right now. My son is doing the videos. He's doing an outstanding job. They are second to none. But again, don't take it from me. Take it from others and take it from your own experience watching one of these videos. The average is probably 5 to 10 minutes. They're bringing about resolve to America's issues that we're dealing with, bringing a biblical and lawful constitutional answer to every given scenario. And it always comes to this, friends, justice guards our liberty. But if you don't know what the law says that exposes the crime, Romans 3:20, then how are you going to detect, right? So again, check out Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media. If you want to call in at any time, please do. Stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to say hello to my friends over at Top Chat. If you'd like to jump on, you can do that as well. Before It's News, Michael Roach, thank you for your trust. Or you can check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Look to the right. You will see the live feed right there. Love hearing from my friends. and I want to tell you something, friends. There's a whole lot of people on the grassroots level that are sick and tired, as I am sick and tired, of the injustices taking place in this country. We follow the Christ here, just so you know. John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12. You get the point. With that said, I want to put a little salt on your tongue, talking about what kind of picking up where I left off concerning the last segment and what I was sharing with the people yesterday that are complete Trumpites. It's Trump country. I'll tell you what, today, friends, it's not Trump country anymore. They are looking, it's not party system. The right, the Republicans, the left, the Democrats, they've awakened to the fact that that is unconstitutional. It's political language made and designed to make lies look truthful. They understand it's not constitutional now. They understand that they need to be a principled people, that they are now for the law rather than for the constitutional parties that are used to divide and conquer the American people. So they're more easily conquered, friends. Read Mark 3:25. It's all there. Again, listen to the Son of Man. He's already told us what we need to know and how this works and what exposes the enemy, friends. The light. And what are we called to be? Ephesians 5. We are called to be the light that reproves the darkness. Let's do our job out of love for God and out of love for man. That's what we do. That's what patriots do. Let me go back to this. This is one of the things that I shared with the people yesterday. I said, what have you been told about the immigration issue by Donald Trump? Well, he's going to build the wall. I shared with them, well, it started out with, you know, $4 billion, and then it went to $5 billion. And I played this audio for you, by the way, out of the horse's mouth, namely Donald Trump's, in the past. But interestingly enough, it went from $5, then it went to $8 billion, then it went from $10 billion to $12 billion. And then at the end of the day, Donald Trump said, it's going to be, well, $25 billion. And no longer is Mexico going to pay for the wall, America. Now you're going to pay for the wall. Of course, he didn't tell you this before he became the president. He told you this after he became the president. And also keep in mind, he told you what you wanted to hear like any other politician until he got there. And then he showed you who he really was. Mask off. It's interesting that these people were only led to believe what Donald Trump has said. It's going to be so easy to put this wall up. Okay? Well, he didn't do that. As a matter of fact, I know one individual, Brian Colfage, who's raised millions of dollars to build the wall, but the fact of the matter is you need to understand your tax dollars are already there to build the wall. Okay? But it's not being done. With that said, moving forward, William Gein, he found that the top 10 list of Trump's broken campaign promises concerning the wall were reversed once he got into power. Trump reversed his campaign position of reducing illegal immigration levels and now supports raising legal immigration levels, according to a State of the Union speech on February 5th, 2019. Did you hear that, Trumpites? He reversed what he said on the campaign trail. Number two, caravan illegals allowed to enter into the U.S. under Trump catch and release directives. Okay? The list goes on concerning how he has reversed his promises on the campaign trail. And they go on and they go on and they go on. And I'm right now trying to find the other piece to his reverse promises. And for some reason or another, okay, here it is. Trump's number three is Trump promised to end Obama's unconstitutional DACA amnesty on his first day in office. Trump continues DACA amnesty, giving deportation protection and jobs to more than 700,000 illegal aliens in violation of existing federal laws. Okay, he's done the opposite of what he said. Okay. Number four, Amnesty Don. Trump promised to oppose amnesty. Trump endorsed amnesty legislation, H.R. 4760, signed amnesty for illegal immigrant minors in the secret bill. In the secret bill, H.J. Resolution 31, tweeted he is open to larger amnesty on January 20th, 2019. Americans still have not figured out that they are under the judgments of the Most High God while the gates are being opened to those that mean to conquer this country. By the way, it's scriptural. So if you want to check that history and you want to go ahead and tempt and test the living God, you can go ahead and keep going on with your bad self, friends, by giving your allegiance to a man. But the Bible does tell us it's a curse when we give ourselves to the arm of the flesh. Read Isaiah 30. Number five, Trump promised an executive order to end birthright citizenship for illegals to rally his base just before the 2000 elections. No order has been issued. Just hey, folks, we're fruit inspectors, right? Judge them by their fruit. Number six, Trump promised all illegals, including DACA recipients, would go home. Trump now supports amnesty via H.R. 4760 and H.J. Resolution 31, which allows most illegals to stay. Your country is being handed off to foreigners, friends. That's why there is no enforcement of the DOJ concerning sanctuary cities, the mayors, the governors, the attorney generals, and the such. No, they've been given a free hand. As a matter of fact, here in the state of Minnesota, Tim Walz and Keith Ellison are going from town to town trying to convince the people in the state of Minnesota to open their small towns up to illegals. They're trying to pass bills right now, friends, in the state of Minnesota where illegals don't even have to comply or be complicit concerning the outline for driver's license. Keith Ellison, he's there by voter fraud. We know this without a shadow of a doubt. Tim Walz, we know with the shadow of a doubt, has committed the act of treason in the Constitution. It is found in Article 3, Section 3. It's called treason. Okay, they want to make the state of Minnesota a sanctuary state. No such thing. It's unconstitutional. Again, they're committing the act of treason. Why isn't Donald Trump enforced the laws? Because, friends, what he's doing is reversing what he said on the campaign trail. They're doing what you allow them to get away with, and that's exactly what they're doing. Okay? Keep in mind, Keith Ellison in the state of Minnesota wants to jack up illegals, namely Somalians, the most ignorant people in the world. This is a fact. Lowest IQs in the world. And they're the most dangerous people in the world. Why are they bringing Middle Easterns into the United States of America if they mean not to create civil war? The Lord said, if you forget me, I'll turn this country into hell. What's happening, friends? It's happening right before your eyes. He is alive forevermore. Either you're going to live under the blessings and live for him, or you're going to live under the curses living for yourself and for man. Number seven, Trump promised DHS would clean up election fraud. They found DHS buses filled with illegals, bringing them into the United States of America. Air-conditioned buses, by the way. Trump promised he would clean up the DHS with elections fraud when he canceled the Chris Kobach-led Commission on Elections Integrity. No DHS action taken. How do you destroy a country? Leave off justice. How do you destroy a country, America? You are the government. Keep allowing him to do nothing concerning crime in this country. Because sooner or later, as the Bible tells us, you are drawing the seed of violence unto your front door. You can rest assured. Number eight, Trump promised to end sanctuary cities. No action's been taken. Number nine, Trump promised to end catch and release of illegals. Catch and release continues, friends. I played audio and I showed you a video a month ago. Over 2,000 in one city in Arizona in one day. Number 10, update. Dated February 18th, 2019, Trump signed emergency order. He said that he would declare an emergency and have the military build a wall. No action taken February 18th, 2019.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 700 points at times on Wednesday. This after the yield on 10-year Treasury bonds fell 1.6% below the 2-year T-bill yield for the first time in 10 years. New York investment strategist Tom Sullivan makes sense of this all on NBC.
The old inverted yield curve, what the bond market is saying is, we think the economy is going to be slower, and so short-term you can get a higher rate, but long-term we think the economy is slowing. That's what the bond market is saying.
Government agencies are banding together to crack down on DUIs over the Labor Day weekend. The Department of Transportation's Joel Sabat says drivers will notice the crackdown.
During this mobilization, thousands of officers will be out on the roads doing extra patrols and checkpoints for both alcohol and drugs, making sure drivers are not impaired.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, so here it is. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. I want to go through this really quick because I do want to hit this topic. It's important, justifying the deeds of the damned. Healthcare was one of the things. Talking about being fruit inspectors. Took the time, took the message to Trump territory yesterday in Alexandria, Minnesota. Message was completely diverted. I took it head on. You could say I was picking a fight, which was not my fight. I'm merely responding to the fight, but to the world it looks like I'm picking the fight. I'm not. I just love people enough to tell them the truth. That stumbling block to the disobedient, the Bible tells us. Truth sets men free, friends. Not the lies, not compromise, not diplomacy. Truth does. Okay? And we follow the Christ who is the truth, the life, the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. I brought up with the fact about how back, you know, some time ago at the RNC in Tampa, Florida, I was there. And it was interesting because the older folks were now sold by Fox News and other media outlets that are controlled by six corporations worldwide. That Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan are going to be the ones that are going to bring us out of, you know, the dictatorship style and the emulations of Mao Zedong, namely Barack Hussein Obama. Folks, nothing could be further from the truth, because as a matter of fact, if you look at Barack Hussein Obama and Mitt Romney, well, they were both pushing the same agenda. And furthermore, everybody was mad at Barack Hussein Obama for the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare. Well, if you knew anything, and instead of taking things for face value and pulling the curtain back and checking with things and finding out and validating things for yourself like I did, well, I found out that Mitt Romney, he's the one that actually brought forth this scheme to lay another tax on the American people called health care through Romney Care. And his architect was none other than Jonathan Gruber. Okay? So there was no difference, friends, just like there is no difference today. The agenda is going forward. They're just trying to do their best to confuse you. Read Daniel 9, verse 7 when you get a moment. that'll explain to you why we're confused today once again. But I want you to just listen to this because this is what you need to hear. The architects of Romney Care, Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and now American Health Care Act, they just changed the name under Donald Trump, friends. They're going to continuously push on you until they can tax you furthermore to further enslave you, okay, to a system of global power. That's what this is all about. And don't doubt me, because what I'm telling you is factual, just like what I am going to share with you now is factual. And I want you to listen to the people, namely Jonathan Gruber, that created Romney Care, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, however order and whatever order you want to put it in, now which has become American Health Care Act under that of Donald Trump. No difference, just change the name, that's all, okay? And different players, different actors in the circus of politics, different clowns that are playing it out unto their own demise, okay? So here's Jonathan. He said, exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy, kind of like squeezing a lemon. For those that didn't know, and I know that the conservative talking heads never make reference to the Constitution. If they do, they take it out of context for the most part, if they bring it up at all. But, you know, again, this is one of those scenarios. If they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? America, you shouldn't be answering their questions. They should be asking or answering your questions. Where did you drive that authority to implement something called Obamacare, Romney Care, Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, or that of American Health Care Act? Where did you drive that authority? It had to be delegated from we the people, because if it's not coming from we the people, then where is it coming from? Because it's unconstitutional. It's a violation of Article 1, Section 8. Okay, the government mandating health care? Really? Okay. But again, remember what Jonathan Gruber said about you that take it for face value. Exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy. Kind of like squeezing a lemon. He goes on, he said, a lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Notice how Barack Hussein Obama sold himself on transparency. It's the most transparent administration in the history of America. It was, but it wasn't done by him. It was done by the Spirit of God, giving the church eyes to see, giving the church ears to hear. A lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Call it stupidity, the American voter, or whatever, but basically that was really, really critical for this thing to pass. Oh, and of course they needed the chief justice, I'm sorry, the chief injustice in Washington, D.C. to create it to be something that it never was. And of course, you guys all know who I'm talking about, John Roberts. Remember, he called it a tax? He lied to you, America, just like Jonathan Gruber did. Okay. They don't have the delegated authority to implement that, which is unconstitutional. Remember, it's null and void. What about Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Romney Care, Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and now American Health Care Act under Donald Trump? This is what I was sharing with the Donald Trump worshipers yesterday, who are no longer Donald Trump worshipers. Okay? He said, when we're done with the employer-based health insurance, it will have as much life in it as Jimmy Hoffa. He said this publicly. Did you ever hear the conservatives talk about this, friends? Yesterday's liberals? Salt stops the putrefaction. It stops moral decay. Okay? We're supposed to be the salt of the earth. Remember Jesus said that? We stop putrefaction. We don't go along with it. No. Conservatives of the day are giving you the same talking points concerning the political language that's been designed to make the truth or lies sound truthful. Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Romney Care, Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and now American Health Care Act, said, P.T. Barnum said a sucker is born every minute, but his estimate was laughably low. This is what he said about the American people. You're being attacked on so many fronts by them that are supposed to be in place to ensure your God-given rights. You know, it's interesting. Yesterday, when I was in Alexandria, Minnesota, doing the Tea Party, there was an attorney there. And I asked, you know, when I get done, I always say, is there any questions, comments? And I had probably four questions. And one of them was an attorney. And I zeroed in on him right away because I love talking to these guys. Because on so many fronts, no disrespect, but on so many fronts, you need to understand that there was a survey taken last year of hundreds of attorneys that just graduated law school in America. They were surveyed. They were asked the question, where does law come from? Not a one of them could answer the question. It comes from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's called the Torah, the Decalogue, canon law, friends, ecclesiastical governments. You want me to keep going? Read your Declaration of Independence. Read the Mayflower Compact, that which preceded the Declaration of Independence. Read the Magna Charta, Carta, friends. Whoa, I mean, so I started talking to this attorney. And I, by the way, I gave him that statistic, too, and I wasn't saying it to be discrediting because he did acknowledge that our government is established through the Mosaic Institution called common law. But I said, well, what is your question and your comment? And he started talking about the party affiliations. I said, but can you show me in the Constitution where there is over 101 party affiliations? He said, I cannot. He said they're unconstitutional. I said, then why are you talking according to the very bone that's being thrown to you by the CIA-controlled media, contrived only to divide the American people one against another? And I gave him the reference, Mark 3:25. And he said, because. I said, no. I said, that's the problem right there. That's the problem. Folks, for as much favor, for as many times as we have been called the number one Tea Party speaker across the country, no matter how many times I go in and tell these people that it's unconstitutional and I'm called back, I'll come back again and you know what they're talking about? Everything I just exposed to be a lie. So friends, the fact of the matter is you're doing it to yourselves. Again, Jesus said, you have ears, but you don't hear. You have eyes, but you don't see. You refuse to acknowledge the truth. And what did the Lord say through Jeremiah to a disobedient nation in Jeremiah 5:31? He said, my people would have it so. My people would have it so. Why would you have it so? I just need to know. How is this advantageous to your children when you're gone? How is this advantageous to your grandchildren when you're gone to pick up the talking points, a political language that runs counter to your founding documents and that which your forefathers established? How is that somehow advantageous to you and your kids today? And aren't you the very people that are so sick and tired of the establishment that you continuously play games with? I then said to this attorney, and I'm speaking to you. Yes, I'm not speaking around you, friends. I love you enough to point my finger and talk to you individually, okay? I said to him then, John Adams, letter to Jonathan Jackson, 2nd October 1780, the works of John Adams, volume 9, page 511, if you need a reference. Oh my gosh, I just get so frustrated with stupid people. It's a willful stupidity. They take it on because they like to talk, and that's all they do is talk, talk, talk. It's like the dog, the rhetorical dog. You know, he keeps chasing his tail, and he never catches it. That's what it's designed to do. 1,000 times over, that's the definition of insanity. Doing the same things over and over and over again, getting the same results. You keep playing the same games, and then when someone comes in and says, no, listen, you're being lied to, you refuse to listen to the one telling you the truth, and then you give your ear to the one that's lying to you, all the while knowing they're lying to you. Hey, folks, the fact of the matter is they know how to lie better than most know how to tell the truth. You know, I'm gonna give you this quote after this segment from John Adams. You know, I said to this attorney, too, just for the record, I said, you know, if I agreed with you, I said, both of us would be wrong. I said, the fact of the matter is you're wrong and I'm right. That's not arrogance. It's a fact. I didn't say it. The Word of God and the Constitution did.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi everyone, this is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You know what, folks? I mean, it's getting to the point where I need 3 hours. Yesterday, I spoke for 3 hours. You know how many times I've gone places? Bradley got 45 minutes. Yeah, right. That ain't going to fly. I remember one time preaching in Memphis. 5 hours. Folks, people were coming in. They weren't leaving. It reminds me of Paul when he was preaching, and Eutychus was up on the balcony, and he fell over dead. Remember this story? I'm being funny, but the fact of the matter is Eutychus lived because Paul laid upon him by the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus blew him out of the grave. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's the power of the resurrection. And by the way, friends, we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. All that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That means he's going to blow you and grandma out of the grave. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Having church up in here. I'm doing this again, folks. I was going to talk about the justifying the deeds of the damned. I ain't going to be able to get to it. Why? Because I got to go on with this. I'm talking about my time in Alexandria, Minnesota yesterday. Trump territory, friends. I went in there to answer contention, misunderstanding, because I don't like my brothers and sisters in this country being lied to. So I told them the truth. I said, we're called to be fruit inspectors, right? Yeah. Talked about Barack Hussein Obama, talked about Hillary Clinton, how she had 22 people show up on her presidential kickoff. How did they justify her as being a legitimate candidate, friends? We found out her Twitter account was completely fake, like that of Barack Hussein Obama's. Her Facebook account, they paid $630,000 to the State Department to get friends on her page. She didn't have the support, yet they put her up as a real contender with none other than Donald Trump. Isn't that crazy? So I'm highlighting some of the things that what you have been told, and I'm sharing you with the fruit of Donald Trump, not what he said, but what he is doing. And when you read 2 Corinthians 11:14, it tells us, friends, that Satan transforms his ministers into the angel of light, but we are to judge them by their works. Also read Matthew 7:16. How many times did Jesus say, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived? Had a phone call last week from a young lady. I believe it was in Illinois. And I said, people need to understand that those that are overthrowing their country are loved by the people, not hated by the people. And just ask Cicero, man. Talking about the Caesar of the day, how the people loved him to their own demise. Yeah, because they threw off the Lord, is what they did. Read Isaiah 30 again, friends. It's important that you do. Talking about my conversation with an attorney. Okay, cool guy. I was getting confused. I said, dude, you're throwing so much information at me. I can lay the axe to the root of the tree. I can PowerPoint what you're saying, because what you're saying are talking points given to you by the mainstream media that are unconstitutional and that they counter the U.S. Constitution. So why are you on their talking points? I said, man, we got to make this simple. You know, the model of heaven is a child. Not a man that is grown out of grace rather than grown up into grace, 2 Peter 3:18. Man, we've taken on what we don't need to take on, and that's designed to bog you down. Right? This is why Jesus damned the lawyers too, because they love to go right down this road of pulling everything in so they can keep the clock moving. So they can charge you a little extra at the end of the day. He said, well, one of them. He was damning them at Matthew 23. But let me get back to this. I just simplified my conversation with this guy. He was a cool guy. He was confused. But he was willfully confused. He was taking on what he didn't need to take on. I said to him, like I'm saying to so many people out there, and hey, folks, if you listen to what I say right now, you're going to put 95% of the conservative talking heads out of business today. Through this one thing, this one quote by John Adams, the Colossus of Independence. I want you to listen to again. I bring this up quite a bit, but it's something I keep running into. Let me pause for a moment. I think on like 3 to 4 to 5, I get these 5 wavelengths of thoughts at the same time. It's a cool thing, but I got to stick with them when I get them, right? And I got to remember them so I can come back to them. There's this guy. He owns a radio network. And it came back to me that Bradley Dean just doesn't get it. He just doesn't get it. All of his talking heads are feeding the narrative. Again, keep in mind the narrative of the media that they don't believe in. They take from the mainstream media what they don't believe, and then they go and throw it out to their support base. That's pretty smart. I mean, if you want to stop the poison, you don't take the poison and throw it to your support base. You stop it before it gets to your support base. Bradley Dean just doesn't get it. What is it that I don't get? Hey, what is it that I'm not getting here? I mean, this is what the Constitution says. I mean, if you want me to get on your talking points, I'm the wrong guy to do that. Because there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. And you, like Jesus said, are the blind leading the blind, and you're taking your support base right into the ditch with you. And wasn't it Jesus that said, beware of the Herodians, the leaving of the Herodians, their doctrine. Beware of the leaving of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. Yep, he did. So why don't we just obey him the first time and get back to what we have to work with? Because we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. We're called the light of the world. Countries all over the world are hoping that the American people get back to their founding documents. But first and foremost, their God. They have hope in you that you'll do the right thing. John Adams said, okay, you want to expose all these conservative talking heads, friends? There is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic, Article 4, Section 4, into two great parties. They're both unconstitutional. Each arranged under its leader, hello, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, and concerting measures in opposition to each other. What do they do all day long, friends? Pro wrestling at its very worst. He said, this, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. The greatest political evil. When I told him that, the conversation was all over with. But, you know, he also wanted to just keep jabbing away. He wanted to try to justify himself a little more. No, friend. No friends. I'm saying to him and to you. No, let's stick to what we have in front of us. Let's go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Let's go back to that which works, not to that which doesn't work because someone's making a lot of money off it. Let me get to this last point here. I got 3 minutes. I also shared with Alexandria Tea Party yesterday the presidential candidates that have been put up against Donald Trump. I said, would you vote for Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris or Pete Buttigieg? They all said no. I said, of course not. I said, this is how you lead through opposition. The best way to control the opposition is to lead and to control the opposition. Put those candidates up that Americans already hate, and we know that they hate, and put them up against Donald Trump, and then do a false poll through their favorite outlet, because they believe it's there. If nobody can do it, Fox can, and they're the best that they have. Untrue. But Fox did a false poll, and every one of these, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Pete Buttigieg, all beat, if they were to take a vote that day, they would have all beat and taken down Donald Trump's presidency. Donald Trump was at 39%, and the rest of them were at 49 to 41%. I said, do you believe that? I said, because you can't make up the support Donald Trump gets. I said, but what you need to understand is they're not persecuting Donald Trump. They're driving support to his base because they already know that you can't stand Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Pete Buttigieg. But they were the ones that they put up as your options. And then I asked them the question, and I ask all of you today, what about the other 200 candidates that you never heard about? You could hear a pin drop. What about the other 200 candidates that you never heard about, America? Why was it these? Why was it those that were handpicked that you hate to be put up against Donald Trump? Because one gentleman yesterday said, you know, what would you have us have Hillary Clinton be the president? I said, have you heard a word I've said all night? I said, are you kidding me? She belongs in prison, and you know it, and so do I. I said, but what'd they do? They put her up because America hates her. She's probably one of the most hated people in the world. And what did they do? They drove support to Donald Trump. This is communism at play in real time, America. I'm asking you the question. What of the 200 other candidates that are running for president? How come you haven't heard about them? Because they didn't want you to hear about them. They want you to stay playing the game with your face glued to the screen, listening to their every lie while they continuously play you for the stooge. And me, I for one, am sick and tired of not only myself being lied to, but you being lied to as well. And what's interesting about all of this, and I end with this, you know what Joe Biden stands for, Bernie Sanders stands for, Elizabeth Warren stands for, Kamala Harris stands for, and Pete Buttigieg stand for? I said, isn't it interesting? They're the bad guys, right? I said, but Donald Trump's doing everything that those that you hate would do to you. I said, Donald's doing for him. That's the fruit of his administration. Love you by what we do.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.